Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see y'all TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple.
Good evening.
I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco.
Hey,
people. 3-5. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
Now, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
is... Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, Taz. How are you? Hello.
Good.
Hello.
Hello, this is Des Billingsley.
This is the voice. And as I said before, T-A-Z.
Hello.
Hello.
Host.
Yes, hi, this is Elsie.
Okay, this is Oak the Moon for ATAZP. Welcome to another show. On the line, I got Urban Blue and Elsie Law and Paula Patton Ross. Good evening to all of you.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Beautiful evening, beautiful people.
And the guest that I got is Urban Blue, who's
jazz artist I've had on the show before, very talented bad brother, and also my online daughter, Elsie Long, from NYC. And she's a rapper slash activist, even though she don't want to be an activist. She is. So what we're going to do first, we're going to start off with Urban Blue, talk to him, and then we'll say my daughter, and my sister, Paula Patton Ross. I want you to meet Urban Blue and...
Hey, brother. Oh. Hey, Elsie. How's it going?
Hi. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, please.
All right, Urban. Urban Blue, I want you to describe yourself exactly what it is you do. I can go into a big thesis, but I'd rather have you put it out there on a plate. What you do.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, basically, I'm an urban artist, more of a jazz, fusion, R&B type feel. I don't know if you saw my slogan, which is "Music is water for the soul," and that's a definite belief of mine. I come from way back, down in the south town here in Georgia, Macon, Georgia, from way back in the day, and I grew up around a lot of different artists. As you know, the South is rich with people like Little Richard, James Brown, Otis Redding, as well as some hard rock type guys like the Allman Brothers, Marsha Tucker, C-Level. I started out in the R&B genre, and for some strange reason, I got bit by the jazz funk bug some years back, and ever since then, I've been on that jazz tip.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, every time there's AKA Urban Blue, AKA Blue, which I call him, sends me a track, I'm always going, man, my head was going to that one. So I want you to describe Nigerian Queen, because I want to play it. I have not played any of these. I played a little bit of a couple tracks, but I ain't played them all the way through. And I'm ready to play it right now. So go on, give me a description of the song.
Well, the song is pretty much rooted back in some of the old roots, going back to the black folk. And what inspired me to write the song was I was up late one night and started thinking about my roots. It was late at night. So I just named the song Nigerian Queen because of all the strong black women that came from, an ancestor that came from that continent.
Here we go. Nigerian Queen by Urban Blue. Thank you.
know what? Yeah. I hear a lot of the old school influence in there. Come on, Blue, spit it out. Seriously, come on, tell us, who were you most inspired by? Because you got old school written all over there.
Well,
I mean, when jazz fusion first came out. Okay, when they first started calling it jazz fusion, when the melds started getting together, I hear a lot of it in there. So, I mean, there's a lot of artists I can hear a blend, but who was your most inspirational?
Well, I tend to, if you want to talk about jazz stars, I'm an old Duke, George Duke fan. and also, I'm a fan, believe it or not, of Sly and the Family Stone. I don't know if you can get with that. But those people, Urban, Stanley Clark. I like Spiral Gyro. Coltrane. Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds.
Donald Byrd.
So you played all the instruments on that, or?
Yeah, I composed all the instrumentation on that and pretty much played it. Some was done live and some was done. Through MIDI.
Right.
But I pretty much, I write and compose and produce most of the music as well as for some other artists.
I ask everybody, what software are you using?
Pardon me?
What software are you using?
Oh, I'm definitely a Pro Tools fan.
love that Digi Rack, don't you?
Yeah. And also, I mean, I work with a lot of fantastic engineer that's at the Atlanta Institute of Music here in Atlanta. He pretty much is my master engineer. His name is Ryan. His name is Ryan Williams. And they, I don't know if you're familiar with the school, but they are a school for artists where any instrumentation or any part of the music industry that you want to get into, they pretty much teach it there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it sounds like, what age group?
That's the cool thing about it. They administer to all different ages, from the youngest to the oldest. Most of the teachers there are people that are associates with people like Spiral Gyro or Foreplay. Some of those people come through and actually teach there.
That's wonderful.
Impressive, man. Impressive. Because like I said, I didn't hear none of that. I looked and seen the titles. I listened to little snippets. But I didn't play it because I wanted to listen to it right here. Man, I messed up on that one. Because I was still jamming when it went off.
Yeah, I
had turned y'all guys' phones off, and I was like, I gotta bring it back up. I forgot. I thought I was just listening, you know. So I know this is way back for Elsie Law, but I'm sure she can appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I dabble into the hip hop.
Speaking of which, I guess I'm getting ready to play Mr. Nathaniel.
Oh, okay. You, that's, yeah.
I know that wasn't you, but I know you did the music, but I was like, I guess this is an artist that you did on for somebody's
My stage. Yeah, matter of fact, two local artists, to be honest. One is, his name is Yates. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, his name is Chris. They're young, up and coming artists. And
well, how did they get with you? I'm just like, you know, the contrast, hip hop, jazz. How they get with you?
Yeah, well, I've been experimenting with jazz and hip hop, and that's one thing I want to do. But I want to do true jazz with hip hop.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and I'm more of a spoken word poetry type hip hop.
Okay.
With a blend of jazz.
Mhm.
So this Mr. Nathaniel song, is it straight hip hop?
No, you must be talking about EJC, because that's the one that's a little bit more hip hop. EJC is a European jazz cruise, and Mr. Nathaniel is more of an instrumental.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting ready to play. Mr. Nathaniel, and it was for MySpace. I don't know the name of the song.
Okay.
But here it is.
This is poet author Mark Lacy. HEAZP recorded live right here in the basement of Snellville, Georgia, where I saw you and I heard you for the first time, but most deaf, not the last, not the last. Taz, T-A-Z is vicious on the recorder and notorious with the beats that creep from the speakers into your ears, turning them into sweeters and seekers of the heat from melodic rhythms that scare you, then wear you like denim. Hit them up on the web, listen up on MySpace for ATAZP recorded live in the studio.
Wow, I was feeling that one too, Dad.
Hey, I was too. You know what? I love a flute with attitude.
Yeah, and that had attitude. So tell me about Arthur Turner. He works with you as well?
Yeah, Arthur Turner is one of the keyboardists that's been working with me for years. He's been around the Atlanta area. He's actually from Chicago. I think he attended one of the Berklee schools of music, music schools up north. So I'm a drummer by trade, but I play keyboards and stuff like that, so which allows me to compose and write. But Arthur is a true keyboardist that I bring in from time to time.
So when you go and perform, so he performs along with you, or y'all make up the band Urban Blue?
Yeah, he's been with me for years. One of my partners in crime, as far as especially when I perform out live.
Cool. Paula?
Hey, like I said, I love a flute with attitude. You seem to be pretty versed in that. it's really, really sweet. And you know what, that too, is laced with a lot of the old school flavor. I'm really, really feeling it, not just digging it. You can just feel the influence.
Yeah, I guess that's my roots. I grew up around all kinds of music, and I was exposed to all different kinds of music. It didn't matter what it was, or who played it. But I'm a melting pot of a lot of different artists. But just trying to mold that into something that identifies me as an artist myself and producer.
Oh, you can see and feel your style. Definitely. You know, two tracks that I've heard. I can your signature is there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, just give your information so people can get with you and also buy your CD.
Yeah, I'm currently under the label Orchard Records out of New York. That's my main label, but I'm also distributed, you know, all over the internet, anywhere from iTunes to Borders Books to CD Baby to Rapster. Just do a search on Urban Blue or a Google search or something on Urban Blue. I have a MySpace page up, which is www.myspace.com/ Urban Blue without the E and the number 2.
Make sure you say that again, Urban Blue without the E, because you ain't going to find them with the E. It's B-L-U.
Yeah, don't get technical.
Well, Elsie Law, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Before I even ask you any questions, I'm going to play one of your songs, Cocoa Butter. For my soul.
Okay.
You want to add anything to it, or you just want me to let it rip?
You can let it rip. The title speaks for itself. Cocoa Butter for My Soul. You can let it rip.
Elsie Law on ATAZP.
But they the real thugs, cause they sold blacks. Reparations are due. They say forget about the past. It seems we gotta die to be free at last. Blood thicker than water, oil thicker than blood. Troops were in Iraq instead of stopping Orleans flood. Who said war should be started by politicians? We cast the vote, they should ask our permission. By George, George Bush done effed up the country. I spit the type of words to make the FBI hunt me. If so, please make me public enemy number one. Cause being number two is never any fun. I'm out here trying to get my people they respect. So I likely die behind a podium like X. Bound to catch some scars in a world so cold. So tell me, who got cocoa butter for my soul? The only thing selling is Jordan's weed and coke. Something to look flying, something for you to smoke. They don't sell the Wall Street Journal in the hood. I think they think our IQ is lower than wood. Real gangsters carry a briefcase in the morning. Hood cats in all black, perpetual mourning. Who's putting flowers down on our ground zero? Flood the streets with heroin, we have no heroes. Sean Bell, Stringer Bell, they treat us all the same. That's why we feel like we still got on our chains. That dude hugs a block, cause that dude needs a hug. And deep down, he'd rather that than money from drugs. Street murders or suicides waiting to happen. What's left now, cry later, mean when nobody's laughing. We bound to catch scars in a world so cold. So tell me, who got cocoa butter for our souls?
It's never fun being FBI on the wanted list at number two, huh?
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not fun. I'm saying if I have to be there, you know, why not come in at number one?
Okay, Elsie, explain exactly what you do. I already know, but to the audience, exactly what you do as far as your music and everything else you got going on.
Well, I'm a rapper. I consider myself an underground rapper. That's what I came up listening to. I write songs. I didn't, like you said, I didn't intend to be like an activist or people call me that. I never called myself that, but I write songs from my heart and from my observation and try to put together thoughts and solutions as well. And that kind of led me to other things in terms of you can't just talk about things. You have to do something too. So it kind of led me to do other things in the community and put like try to put other ideas out there of how we can fix some of the problems that we have.
I imagine you got a book coming out.
I wish I had time to write one. My mom keeps telling me I need to. I do actually have a most right now through outside of like lyrical and music, I have a blog, a community newsletter blog where I update it every day and I put information on there. Some of it's educational, it's like legal information, you know, just so people know how to, you know, navigate the system legally. Some of it is financial information, and then just stories that we don't hear every day in the news that we should be aware of. And I also do a newsletter that I distribute in the community, and the one that I have out now is called Buy Black Fridays, just encouraging black people to support black businesses at least once a week. Like, just spend your money in a black business on Friday, all day,
That's a wonderful concept. That's a wonderful concept. You know, out here, I don't know about back in the East Coast. And where are you from? Is that a Queens accent I'm hearing?
From
New Jersey?
Brooklyn.
I mean, New York.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn. All day.
Brooklyn, yeah.
All day, Brooklyn.
I was going to say, we have First Fridays, where a lot of the business owners get together. And it's once a month. You know, I've never been attended. I know that there's also one in Las Vegas that my daughter attends. And, you know, entrepreneurs get together. But it's an even better concept, I feel, for you to just not plan on being someplace where all the entrepreneurs go out and support. That's a good concept. It's a wonderful concept to go out and just support a black business.
Well, I had put in the newsletter like three options because some people, they say, well, I have to get to work, I need lunch. I'm like, okay, so either, you know, spend no money and save that money and invest it, or spend $10 or less. That could be people who say you have to get their car, fare, their lunch. Don't spend more than $10 outside of black businesses. Or the third option is just to shop in black businesses. And it kind of like trains you because it bleeds into other days. You know, so when you go to buy something, now you think your mindset is, wait, let me see if I could support a community business instead of going to that Dunkin' Donuts that they have thousands of. They don't necessarily need our money, you know, and they're not
you
putting
know,
the money back in the community.
It's like a rape, I wrote a paper called The Diaspora of Slavery, where you have businessmen that don't live in the city that their businesses are in, and the money that they make, they take back. Like when I was in California, businessmen that lived in Sherman Hills. You know, Sherman Hills don't need your money. We take it back there. You know, it is. So that's a wonderful concept.
Thank you.
That's, that's food for thought.
You could tell she's deep in, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, daughter, but you can tell them how old you are. You ain't really
Never. I'm older than I look, but I'm younger than I act. So people are a little confused. I'm like, okay, cool, stay that way, because a little confused.
Yeah. And you know what? You got an old soul. You got an old soul, so it really doesn't matter how old you are.
Thank you.
Well, I'm when I first ran into her, I was surfing on MySpace, I think I was, and I heard a couple of the songs she had, but this one that I already have, let me get to it, I want to make sure I say it right, Get Off My Wings. And now, explain that, and also explain your different AKAs, because I'm reading on your MySpace.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
Yeah, I know.
You know, creative people, we got different sides of our personality. I probably have more than some because I do so many different things. Like, I'm a rapper. I write all my lyrics. I got to book my shows. I have, like, a couple of different companies. So every time I come with a new company, I got a new alias that goes with that company. So I started out LC Law because I studied law in school, and so there was, like, some nickname. They started calling me LC Law. So when I started promoting myself, I had to let people. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
You can still hear me?
You dropped. Yeah, you dropped for a second. Go on.
Yeah, so when I promote myself, I wanted people to know that I rap. So I had to make that clear, so I came up with the Rap Scarlet. And then just as doing things, and then Scarlet turns into Starface. You know, like Scarface, but I changed it to Starface. And then, like, I run my company, so I'm the CEO instead of the CEO. So I come up with new ones every day. I don't even put as many as I come up out there because people don't think I'm crazy. They be like, well, who is she going to be tomorrow?
Oh, that's a gift.
I'm all of those things.
Yeah. I hear you.
So Get Off My Wings represents your other company?
Well, my company, my whole empire, I call it Legal Eagles. I just wanted a name that went with my name, LC Law, which was Legal Eagles. And then from that, the concept of, like, the characteristics of an eagle, fly, you know, wings. And so that's the song, Get Off My Wings. And I actually just today came from the factory of, I have Get Off My Wings t-shirts coming. So I just came from the factory today.
I'm gonna tell you, she's real busy. Get Off My Wings, LC Law.
Legal Eagles Entertainment Corporation is 100% independent. Yeah, I know you love that. A black woman cuts a check. That would be me, LC Law, the Rap Scarlet, aka the CEO. I live and die on tracks, does that make me a dirty hoe? Everybody bastardizing, my profession gotta go. The Devil with Prada and Sean John too. The hip hop minstrel show is killing my IQ. A poet is a rapper with a library card. Nah, a rapper's a poet with a shiny chapeau. Let's weed out grown women from the little girls. You might be the block, but we are the world. And I could trump in the game of Monopoly. This is notification, there's no chance of stopping me. Who's the smoking gun to sign the fire? The unbeatable team of me, myself, and I. Three sides to a story. Yours, mine's the truth. Now two sides to a story. Mine's is the truth. Any rapper ain't the same, ain't worthy of the booth. Any rapper biting this ain't worthy of a tooth. Legal Eagle fly guy. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. Legal Eagle fly guy. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. The revolution won't be televised, I cut my cable. I don't do sharecropping, so f*** a label. If the system ever tries to lock me in a box, just know I'm somewhere playing dead like Pop. Rather be a dead eagle than a pigeon that's live. My only fear is God and a 9-to-5. You not a boss, if you have a boss, I fire my boss. Set up Legal Eagles and I hired my boss. Turned around and made myself employee of the month. I did all that while you were rolling the blunt. Someone please tell these slackers they ain't worthy of their youth. Someone please tell these snitches they ain't worthy of the truth. Alright, so stop asking me personal questions. Don't worry about where I live, what I drive, how much I'm making, all that. Kill all that yakety yada. Legal Eagles fly guy. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. Legal Eagles fly guy. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. Fire, that's what I am. Let someone else be the earth and wind. I'm pyrotechnics with a pen. Please remain seated for the national anthem until they bring the troops home from overseas action. My campaign slogan goes something like this. I'm Barack Obama and I never miss. It's the side of Sakura and Haute Couture. Spit like Chuck D and dressed in Dior. And hell no, that's not a contradiction. I'm easy on the eyes and I'm worth the listen. Plus my black people are worth my mission. And let my moms know I was worth tuition. Some have the money but their heart's no good. Some have the power, they exploit the hood. I heard your footsteps, they sound off balance. We fly or die, you just altitude challenge. Eagle fly die. So get off my wing. So get off my wing. So get off my wings, Eagle, Eagle, fly, fly. So get off my wings. So get off my wings. So get off my wings.
That's some talent.
ATACP recorded live. Coming to you from the ATL. I'm G Wright. G period. WR-HT. You can see my stuff at www.gwrightonline.com. That's www.gwrightonline.com.
ATAZP live. Elsie, how do you come up with your lyrics? I mean, we all artists in here, as well as Paula. She does music too and writes as well. How do you guys come up with your lyrics? Come up with your music? Come up with the idea to actually express yourself? Because I'm always interested in, you know, the process of how you make your music. Elsie, you can go first.
It's easy to me. It's a lot of it is just introspecting. Like I'm I have a loner type personality and I think a lot, so that's where it basically comes from. And it's just things that I think that I try to focus more on things that I think we should be having conversations about as a people.
Urban Blue.
Yes. Well, in my opinion, music starts out as an emotion and a feeling. And just as I sit at the keyboard and compose music, as well as, let me back up a minute. It first comes from the Lord.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like I'm playing the piano and the Lord is playing me. So, but it's always certain things or feelings. Since, you know, I really look into my human side sometimes, and let the emotions come out in the form of music.
Paula, go on. You're an artist too. You might want to answer it too.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I feel you when you want to be you. When you say that the inspiration comes from God, I mean, that spirit, when it moves you, sometimes I'll refer to it as, you know, at a more spiritual level and refer to it as God or faith, whichever, you know, title you want to give, the power that be, you know, the force that is. My muse is another title that I give to it. And when that inspiration hits, you know, when you are called, you are definitely called, and there's just no letting go. Mm. I mean, sometimes I understand. Do you have it's no set process, would you say, that it could be like lyrics? The words might come first to you, or it might be a melody?
You speaking to me?
Yeah.
It starts out as I'm usually inspired by certain things. It could say, for instance, we're having a rainy night, or it's something about the rain that may inspire me to write a song. That's when I really think that the Lord is speaking to me about something, and it just happens to come out through music.
Because you relate better. That's when you really get your attention in the rain, because he knows that that's something that you favor.
Yes, it is. It could be on a life experience as well. I don't do too much vocals, but I'm starting to get more into the vocal side of things, because I feel like I want to say it now instead of just play it. So
what about you, Elsie?
Me, it comes all day. It comes in my sleep. I sleep with a pen and paper next to me. I've learned to do that. And I walk down the street with I always have a folded piece of paper. I usually have a book on me, inside my book, and it just comes from different things. Some of it are my responses that I can't verbally say. Like if you're in the street and you're listening to somebody's conversation speaking loud, you're like, oh, this is what I would say. It's a lyric line, and it just comes different ways, but it comes all the time. So.
Do you find it as the word for this is called catharsis? All right. And when I say catharsis, because this is what my writing and my creativity has mostly been about, a purging, you know, trying to, emotions that are like tangled up inside. I am first and foremost a writer, a poet. Okay, so I can, and yeah, I got journals and notebooks all over. That's my legacy to my kids. Okay, there's no money, but you can have my journals. I write all the time, and I find that when I'm able to write, I can get it off my chest, so to speak. Do either of you find that the creative process is a catharsis for you? I mean, is that the basis of your creativity? Is it getting something off your chest
It used to be for me when I was younger and I first started out, that's what it was, but it evolved into something more as, like, I got older and time went on. Now it's more like a dialogue and a conversation, and it's becoming a tool that I didn't mean it to become a tool. Now it's more pointed. It's like, okay, we're having relationship issues. I want to write a song about that to make people think about, you know, and it's personal also, but it was more emotional for me when I was younger. Like, it was more, like you said, cathartic when I was younger. Now it's a little bit, I put a lot more thought into it now.
What about you, Erin?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was bitten by the music bug at a very young age. My mother used to tell me that I was playing music when I was as young as 3 years old. And it's something that kind of just caught my, touched a part of me inside of me, trying to put it in such a way that it just, I don't know, I mean, it goes back to my slogan, which I said, music is water for the soul, drink it up. So it's almost like I'm trying to quench something inside myself, as well as make it tonic.
So you even found at the age of 3 that you were speaking a second language, that music was it, huh?
Yeah, I was at age of 3, and I'm... my mother forced me to play an instrument that I didn't want to play, which was the clarinet.
Oh.
And then I went from clarinet to saxophone from saxophone to drums, and from drums to keyboards and bass guitar and flute and alto and tenor sax. So, it's just something that it's like I'm having a conversation, and it depends on what feeling or emotion I'm feeling as to which instrument I want to say it through.
Right.
What would you guys want to share with emerging artists? I mean, all of us have been at a point in our lives where we weren't clear about the path we're supposed to take, our destiny, you know, standing there at the fork in the road. And obviously, you know, apparently you went on and you moved in the direction of creating your music. That's not, the music industry is not an easy industry to get into. And I think that it holds a lot of people back, especially when they think about the competition. But when music is so universal, there is no competition in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
you know. What would you say to people that are listening that are twiddling their thumbs and kind of afraid to actually use that as their dream, springboard, and just go after it?
Well, I would have to say that, first and foremost, music has to be a passion. It has to be something that burns inside of you, that you do it, and you sometimes you don't know why you do it. If you look at it, it is a very hard industry to break into, but if you have that passion, the passion will, and the tenacity to stay with it, and not get discouraged on the industry itself, because as we know, the industry could be very treacherous and misleading, and people are out there to use you for the money aspect of it. So if you get around, though, I would say get yourself some good legal representation so that they can protect you from those type of people, but also fulfill that passion of yours that drives you to be a musician or an artist, and to and that will overcome all those things, I think. I mean, I go after music not so much for the money aspect of it. I have a love for the music itself.
Yeah.
And you have to have that first and foremost.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't think about getting paid.
That's right.
And that's my point too. I always sing, I will always write, no matter what. And I mean, like, if I get paid, that's crazy. To get paid for doing something that I love to do, you're right about the passion. People need to know. They need to recognize the difference between something that's a passing phase, something that they think they'd like to do, just what you do.
I look at it from a lot of different angles. Well, for one thing, I think, like, you are who you were created to be. So whether it's music, science, whatever, you shouldn't deny yourself what you were created to be, because nothing else will work. You know, you can't run from it. It's, whatever you run, there you are. It's not going to work. And in terms of, like, the music business, I personally, I say this all the time, I don't consider myself to be part of the music industry. I consider myself in the LC Law, Legal Eagles business. I call my company Legal Eagles. That's the business I'm in. I don't consider myself, I have no desire to be part of the music industry as it exists. The word treacherous came up. It's something other than, and I really studied what I wanted to do. I've read every biography. I've read business books that surround every topic that has to do with what I want to do, and I figured out that as it exists, that's not something I'm seeking to be a part of, because I'm not that type of human being. But I'm still an artist, and I'm going to make a way the best way I know how, being outside of what exists.
Well, we got 9 more minutes. I want you guys to give out your information. Blue, let Elsie give out hers, since she never did do it in the first place. But you do it one more again. I'm going to play a song from each of you to end the show out. I'm glad you came on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I love both of y'all music, for real. That's no lie, because if I didn't love it, you wouldn't be on here. I ain't gonna lie to you about that. There ain't no front in that. But give out your information. LC, go first, and then Urban, and then I'm going to play a song from both of you guys.
I'm all over the web, but if you go to my main website, www.elsielaw.com, that's ELSIELAW, it'll link you into everything else I have going. link you to my MySpace, my Facebook, the blogs, everything. So that's the short answer.
It's wonderful meeting both of you, and I will be in contact with you, hoping that I can get you guys to do a little spot on my network, which is premiering sometime this month.
Okay.
And you're both very creative, very, very talented, spiritual people, and I do enjoy, truly enjoy.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. My information is, like I said, I have a MySpace page. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on a couple other blogs out there. Just Google me and you'll find me anywhere probably.
Also, I've got to invite y'all both to the house party. I remember Elsie Law on this show. Last year said she's going to try to come down to this thing.
Columbus Day weekend. I remember.
Paula, she's been to one before, so.
Crazy.
She had so much fun that weekend.
I gotta go.
Well, Taz, I definitely gotta hook up with you before you relocate.
Yeah, for real. What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play Funk a Theory. By Urban Blue, of course. And I'm going to play this, I think it's that mix, that Black History mix tape intro by Elsie Law. But again, thank both of y'all.
Thank
you, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
It was nice meeting everybody.
Thank you. Nice meeting you as well.
Peace.
Elsie Law first, then Urban Blue last. Take care of the next week.
40 acres, you can keep the mule. Then we'll be even Steven and we could be cool. Or you could pop the gates and let my people free. And keep the 40 acres, that'd be cool with me. I'm the CEO and those are my terms. If you want me spraying water when this country burns, cause other countries hate us and they ready to ride. Right now, I bet you wish you had the streets on your side. Mumia is in jail, but R. Kelly is free. And I know you can't stand a black woman like me. I'm a side of Shakur and Haute Couture. Nat Turner rebirthed as LC Law. So who I gotta stick to get some bailout money? Cause it's obvious Obama ain't got no love for me. I stood in line for hours and I voted him in. So I'll be damned if I lose when I helped him win. Yes, him and Michelle are the picture of love. But I'm a single woman cause my man is in cuffs. These other men are feminine, they snuck fitting clothes. They kill the black image on reality shows. So no, this song is not like Hakuna Matata. But I'm coming for my throne like my name's Sundiata. And that's that. Elsie Law, the rap starlet, aka Starface, the legal eagle CEO. Let the eagles fly.